Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now, on to episode 190.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Today's episode is brought to you by OmniSend. If you're in e-commerce marketing and it feels like those weekly newsletters are no longer enough to power your growth, you're going to love OmniSend. With more than 3,000 five-star reviews, OmniSend is the go-to choice for nimble Shopify merchants who want to step up from regular email campaigns so you can actually start increasing your sales, not your workload. With OmniSend, you'll be launching pre-built e-commerce automation in no time, as well as intuitively segmenting customers based on their shopping behavior and even trying out SMS or push notifications, all from the same platform. The best part? OmniSend provides an immediate boost to your revenue while staying as easy as drag and drop email building, with automated emails averaging up to 40% of the total email revenue. Join Duke Cannon, Black Halo, and other high-growth Shopify brands that choose OmniSend to grow their e-commerce business on autopilot. So visit OmniSend.com and start your 14-day free trial today with no credit card required. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, if you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, which you probably are, since you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. Now, new episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog. I think we're up to, 197, 98 episodes. So we're shy of 200 right now. So there's a lot of great partners in that back catalog. So go check out their offers, their stories, the problems they're solving for brands. It's pretty exciting kind of what these partners in the Shopify ecosystem are doing to help brands to grow and scale. Now, today's episode, I'm very excited. I know we've been bouncing our calendars a lot to make this episode work today, but I think, you know, where there's talent and where people are building product to help Shopify, we have to make it work. We have to get together and share this story. My guest is Justin Viles, and he is one of the founders of a company called Rokt, and it's R-O-K-T. Now, Justin, just a little backstory on him. He actually started his career working with a lot of the leading kind of search marketing companies, and then he kind of pivoted and found himself working at Google and through YouTube. And then he had an opportunity to work with a lot of the leading kind of e-commerce brands. And, you know, as they look to kind of grow and scale their operations. And in 2010, he co-founded a company, this Rokt company. And now with the CEO, I guess, friend, partner, Bruce Buchanan, and they're now both on this mission together, really are here to help e-commerce companies, including Shopify-powered brands, really to extract, from what I understand, they really are here to extract more value from the checkout experience. And they have a term they use. I know we're probably going to bring it up quite a bit. It's called the transaction moment. So it's a very interesting an acronym. And I just want to make sure that we intro and this well. So I'd like to welcome Justin to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hi, Steve. Nice to be here.
Love the accent. So whereabouts are you located today?
I'm actually located in Los Angeles, but our US headquarters are in New York. So clearly Australian. The company was founded out of Sydney, so we still have a very strong presence there.
Lovely. So I mentioned a bit at the top of the show, but I think it's always kind of best more in a founder's word. So let's talk about what Rokt does and the problems that it's solving today for Shopify brands.
Yeah, sure. So in a nutshell, you know, we're focused on increasing revenue and profitability for, you know, e-commerce sites in general. And obviously now we're leaning heavily into the Shopify ecosystem and retail with a broader set of solutions. But our main focus is around, you know, what you correctly described as what we call the transaction moment. And the transaction moment is more from a user's psychological mindset when they're purchasing something or when they've just bought something. That's the transaction moment. They're more open to receiving messaging or offers or upsells or, you know, what is the next best offer or step that we can put in front of that user that's going to extract the most amount of value for that transaction. And it could be many things. So we, you know, internally, you know, a lot of our reporting as we start looking at all the various steps through transaction funnels and checkout flows, and there's clearly many permutations of what that looks like for, you know, categories and subcategories and different verticals and different industry types and, you know, different payment vendors. There's a range of different steps that a user goes through, from a first-time user to a returning customer. So it's Rock's mission to understand all those different permutations and those different steps that they could potentially go through. And how do we simplify that so we provide the best user experience? But how can that be done so we extract the most amount of value from each and every transaction that that is going through their checkout flow? And what one user sees on one site could be completely different to another user on the same site based on previous behavior, based on a whole array of different customer-centric, demographic-based data, as well as product-specific or contextual data in regards to the site itself.
Right. I love that part. I think, you know, LTV is a conversation that I have a lot with customers because we really are trying to figure out a way of like, how do we build that lifetime customer value? How do we build the loyalty with these customers? And you're saying this transaction moment, it's such an interesting psychological thing where they're more apt and more open to some opportunities here for an upsell of some sort, or maybe potentially even flipping to a subscription option. I think there's so much opportunity where they're already a customer and then all of a sudden, hey, guess what? There's other things in a similar vertical or comparable products and things that are maybe available that could pique your interest that you never even knew existed. So I think that's an interesting business model. And I want to dig into that one for sure in this conversation, because I think any way that people can improve their revenue and lifetime value of a customer, I want to know more about it. And I know the listeners do also. So let's talk a little bit about your journey a bit and your co-founder's journey, because I think it's always interesting to me why people build what they build, because I think it's more than just recurring revenue and owning a SaaS company and all that. I mean, yes, you have to earn a living. Like, I get that part of it, but I think the platform itself, because you've been around for quite a while, you know, and I think intentionally you're building something really of incredible value that really can help brands. So just would like to understand, first of all, like, you know, just the whole lay of the land and just like kind of like, where did this idea come from? I would love to understand a little more about both you and your co-founder, just the desire and the expertise, I guess.
Yeah, no, sure. I mean, me and my co-founder, Bruce Buchanan, we definitely have very different paths to, you know, becoming partners in the way that Rock came about. You know, Bruce is ex-BCG, worked across an array of high-end corporate consumer-facing challenges with large international conglomerates and brands, and was fortunate enough to write a business case for a low-cost carrier airline. And they raised a bunch of money off Qantas, and they asked him to stick around to help, you know, put the CEO together and the team. 15 years later, after launching Jetstar in, you know, 18 different countries, and, you know, hiring 7,000 people, he stepped down. And I was in the process of raising some money at the time, and we had a shared vision. I mean, my background was deep in the search engine marketing space, you know, sort of just before 2000. Then jumped over to Google. So we opened the Google office. So we were the first hires with Google in Asia around sort of 2002. Then, you know, I spent the next sort of 6-7 years at Google in a range of different roles, you know, monetizing an array of different assets that they had, from Google Earth to driving all the early days of Google AdWords and doing a lot of the strategic partnerships. But it was during that time at Google where I was fortunate enough to spend a lot of time with many e-commerce operators and really get a very deep view of, you know, their organizational challenges and, you know, what they were trying to achieve. And there was a lot, obviously, on the customer acquisition side, you know, because of the traffic that Google had, but that really sort of, you know, gave me insights into the e-commerce landscape from Google's perspective. And Bruce was coming at it from a different angle, managing a large e-commerce site selling airline tickets. But as a low-cost carrier airline, for the most part, they were losing money technically on the ticket sale itself. And the profit all came from the checkout journey. And he got, you know, when we met, and then I'm sort of explaining the vision where a lot of the deals that I was doing in Asia, I did a lot of the AdSense related deals. And, you know, looking at, you know, how we can take some of that knowledge and build a marketplace around e-commerce. And then he was looking at it from the perspective of, well, you know, how can we move further up the transactional flow? How can we be the connector that connects multiple businesses to a single transaction or connects consumers to, you know, relevant offers and upsells that are going to improve their experience? And then once we got aligned on that, you know, that Rock really started to grow and flourish. And you know, today we're in, you know, 15-odd countries with 350-odd staff, and there's billions of transactions running through our network, and very excited now to finally get the technology into the SMB space and Shopify and really, you know, take a lot of the learnings that we've taken from enterprise into retail and the Shopify ecosystem.
Well, this is a great pivot because that's kind of one of my next questions was trying to figure out about some of the main reasons why maybe a Shopify store owner may want to partner up with Rokt, because I think it's all part of this, and you've alluded to a little bit about this e-commerce marketplace, and you know, we talked about this transaction moment, but then there appears to be, or probably is, a marketplace of other retailers that are available through your network as part of the upsell or cross-sell or kind of recommendation engine that's built into the tool. So just walk us through a little bit about, let's suppose, a Shopify brand, because I know there's lots that are already connected, but let's talk about the reasons why a store owner should connect and kind of what do they get to see as a merchant now on your platform?
Yeah, so we've, you know, been really focused on taking out as much friction as possible as we've moved into the Shopify ecosystem. But essentially, you know, Rokt at the starting point, and there is a product roadmap that we can go into, and there's an array of different feature sets that we're bringing into the Rokt experience on Shopify. But, you know, where we've started is on the post-transactional page, so on the invoice page itself, and we offer a customizable widget-based solution that can be either embedded, you know, anywhere on the page itself. It can be customized to any look and feel, so we maintain the aesthetics of the site. It can be presented as an overlay. There's a range of different integration options that is very easy to set up. And once that's in place, so it looks like a native part of the site, which is important, you know, from an engagement standpoint, you know, from there, there's a range of controls that the merchant has access to, where they can set block lists at an individual brand level, URL level, at a vertical level or at a sub-vertical level, to really maintain brand control over the types of offers and brands that it wants to align with to add value to their customer base. And once that's set up, then it's very much a customer-centric machine learning, you know, deep learning algorithms, where we're looking more at the customer of who they are as an individual, and then based on that and the context of, the site that they're purchasing, we look at our network of thousands of advertisers, you know, what is the most relevant advertiser? Then what is the most relevant offer? Then what's the most relevant creative, which is all the magic that happens on behind the scenes. And that's how we're able to get, you know, the engagement levels that we're now seeing, where we've got some sites across our network where, you know, we're seeing effective CPMs, you know, $500, $600, $700. And so when you look at it from an ad model perspective, when you look at eCPMs, we're, you know, arguably are one of the most efficient monetization solutions, if not the most efficient monetization solutions for e-commerce today.
Mm-hmm. And then, so if a transaction happens post-purchase through, you know, one of your affiliated partners that are part of the Rock platform, at that point, does the Shopify brand know the fact that another transaction has happened thanks to a partner? Because that other partner may or may not be housing their brand on Shopify. They could be on another network altogether.
That's right.
So I'm just curious, is like, is there notification going to the brand? Do they co-own the customer now? Just what happens in the future?
Yeah, no, just think of it like any other traffic link on any other site. You know, once someone clicks off-site, there's no more responsibility from the site owner in any way, shape, or form. That said, you know, we are working on a range of tokenized payment solutions where we can do distributed commerce on a single site with multiple vendors, but, you know, that's a separate conversation.
No doubt. So let's talk a little bit about some of the challenges, because I could see, you know, scaling an e-commerce marketplace. If someone really wanted to have a full range of products from multiple vendors and trying to build it all themselves to expand their product mix just to help build this lifetime value and more revenue and whatnot.
Yeah.
And you're obviously front lines because you see all this kind of stuff. Are there any challenges with scaling an e-commerce marketplace?
Oh, yeah. In the early days of growth, it was, you know, we're either, you know, struggling to get enough supply, or we go top heavy on the demand, because you have to have both sides of the marketplace humming at the same time. If you flood the market with too many advertisers, then there's not enough share of voice for the advertisers to warrant this as a significant channel for them from a customer acquisition standpoint. If there's too much supply, then the value per transaction metrics go down and all of our merchant partners aren't seeing the types of returns that we were pitching to them. So when we first looked at challenges of our marketplace solution, we thought, you know, rather than start at the SMB level, and I'm, you know, very excited to finally be here and be part of the marketplace type solutions, we started within you know, the enterprise world, and that really enabled us to scale our supply channel, and then we could really double down and focus on the demand and, you know, build out all the various relevant tools to support, you know, retailers and other e-commerce players drive customer acquisition at price points that work for them. So, you know, we've done a lot of work with identity and incrementality, you know, trying to work out and give insights into what marketing is working and why, just so you have a healthy marketing mix. And you look at any retailer's P&L, you know, the largest cost centers is their customer acquisition, and the Facebooks and the Googles of the world, the price points within their marketplaces, you know, they're not going down. And it's putting a lot of pressure on finding different ways to acquire customers at price points that work with whatever their customer acquisition goals are. And, you know, Amazon is, you know, adding even further pressure to that. So, you know, we're now seeing ourselves in particular within the retail space, you know, as sort of an intersection where we're now sort of interconnecting all of these e-commerce vendors together in a not with, you know, non-competing brands and services that they want to be aligned with. And it enables and opens doors into customer acquisition channels. And we're looking at ways in which to, you know, have merchants use our technology as their own private marketplaces so they can share customers, and Rock can manage and clip the ticket between them, so all the data is transferred appropriately, everything's tracked appropriately. So there's an array of opportunities around aggregating e-commerce traffic and enabling e-commerce vendors to share each other's success and to share each other's brands and brand values to drive growth for both businesses or multiple businesses that are working together where there is, you know, that they're not overlapping from a competitive standpoint.
What's interesting too about that, so it sounds like it's a two-way street though. So a brand on Shopify says, yes, I like the idea of Rokt. I like the fact that they were in the enterprise market. They've kind of scaled that thing up now over the last, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years. Now kind of going downstream a bit and getting involved in the SMB market, in the mid-market kind of Shopify Plus brands that are out there. And so I can see them, you know, leveraging all of the, you know, just the contacts you have and the brands that are available to have, as you called it, like, you know, non-competing brands to offer other value to, you know, this transaction moment. So, but on the flip side though, it sounds like a Shopify brand that chooses to go with Rokt, they should also probably want to sign up to allow their products to also be sold in the marketplace for other vendors that are non-competitive also.
Yeah, and we see that a lot where the extra revenue that Rokt drives is typically a significant profit increase because it's pure profit off the back of the margins they're collecting at the transaction point. And, you know, they can use that additional revenue to either offset costs of existing infrastructure and SaaS providers that they're paying, you know, significant monthly fees to, or they could be using the revenue that they drive from their checkout experience to increase their own customer acquisition efforts, whether that is reinvesting all of that or a portion of that back into the Rokt customer acquisition channel and have their products and services and offerings appearing across our network, or helping increase profitability, you know, from a customer acquisition standpoint of, you know, a Google and Facebook, where they can be used to offset, you know, some of the pain points there by competing in marketplaces that are going up in value.
Yeah, I love that. Now, let's talk a little bit about your history again, because you mentioned that, you know, I guess originally kind of started off in Sydney, now a little bit of East Coast, a little bit of West Coast going on here, you know, more focused more on the enterprise side of it. And now trying to get involved in the Shopify. So I understand there's a Shopify app now that's available. Are you able to kind of explain some details around that and how that is a public app, I understand. And so I just would love to understand that approval and kind of what could brands expect if they go to the Shopify app store today and they look up your brand and they download this app, what happens next?
Yeah, so it's a pretty straightforward process. So they literally download the app. There were some very simple controls to, you know, create a native look and feel. They would then set the block lists, link their PayPal account up, and then we just start writing checks and hopefully, you know, significant checks at the end of each month. You know, and we're seeing across the Shopify ecosystem, we've had store owners that are seeing, you know, double digit profit increases off the back of the Rokt integration. And the post-transactional monetization that we're currently doing with the existing app, that is simply the start of where Rokt is going with supporting Shopify merchants. The next phase of this will be, you know, launching in the coming weeks, in a couple of months potentially, is our taking all the machine learning and, you know, deep learning infrastructure that we've set up with our marketplace and applying that to a product feeds themselves. So enabling, you know, Shopify merchants to, for us to be able to ingest their entire library of their product catalog, and then using our machine learning smarts, you know, work out what is the best next product that we can sell within tokenized payment windows without incurring any additional transaction fees for the consumer. How can we upsell that? What is the next best product to put in front of that user? And there can be a whole range of levers associated to that, whether it's increasing revenue, profitability, you know, managing inventory, you know, and it could be a customer centric offer, or it could be a product site relevant offer. There's a mix of ways in which we can drive value over and above the existing app that sits there today.
Beautiful. So, you know, Justin, I know we all love stories. I know, I think as, you know, as entrepreneurs and certainly as marketers, I think a lot of this is this education and some of the inspiration that can come out of a story. I just believe it just really motivates just a lot of change in a lot of us. And so I wonder if you are able to share maybe a recent journey of a brand that's connected right now to Rokt, and maybe just walk us through. They didn't have the platform. They added it on, you know, just kind of, it's almost like a mini case study. We would love to hear that that story, because then I'm sure that might resonate with a lot of listeners today saying, hey, I like what that brand did. They pulled the trigger, decided to give it a try, and look where that led them to increasing their LTV or more profitability. And so I just would love to hear something if you had anything you can publicly share.
Yeah, we're very fortunate where our attrition rate on the merchant side is pretty much at zero. So everyone that integrates Rokt into their ecosystem, typically they come in looking for increased profitability and increased revenue, and then that sort of expands out and they start to realize the flexibility and the power of the platform that we've built to help with an array of, you know, internal marketing campaigns and, you know, increasing average order value that we're now launching. But from a success story standpoint, there was one Shopify store owner that I think they had 10 or 12 sites within their rollout. And so they got us live quite quickly. And once they started to see the revenue that, you know, we're identifying that we could achieve, and once we started achieving that in a very short space of time, they quickly, you know, rolled this out across all of their other sites. And that became, you know, a significant additional revenue stream for the organization, which similar to our previous conversation, they've now doubled down and looking at, you know, using Rokt as another key acquisition channel within their marketing mix. And we're seeing this time and time again with organizations that stumble across Rokt and start utilizing our marketplace to drive revenue and profitability, but then realize, you know, we've got a really deep toolbox of solutions to help drive customer lifetime value, whether that's signing people up into loyalty programs, diversifying their own comms channels from just email into SMS and Messenger and app downloads, and, you know, just looking at optimizing payment options and shipping, and the list goes on. So as we start scaling our Shopify application and start layering all the enterprise features into that, you know, we're really going to have, you know, some interesting ways in which, you know, we're going to enable Shopify store owners to not only improve their own experience, but also interact with other brands in meaningful ways where they can really add value, not only on their own site, but across networks of sites.
Oh, I love it. Now, how does Q4 fit into all of this? You know, I just think the holiday season, I mean, we just finished back to school, certainly in North America. Canada was a couple of weeks behind the US side. But, you know, are there any recommendations that you're recommending, like, today that Shopify brands can do just based on this inevitable rush that's going to happen over BFCM and through the holiday season?
Yeah, it's typically, you know, the time of year where you do see code freezes and, you know, everyone goes into lockdown, and all the work that they've been doing throughout the year is, you know, getting prepared for the busy time of year. Look, for me, you know, when I look at just having the right infrastructure in place and ensuring that there's a solid data architecture in the back end to be able to customize and personalize solutions, obviously customer service is paramount.
Absolutely.
You know, in terrific, busy traffic, you know, times where, you know, you just want to make sure that you, you know, have efficient resources and you're responding quickly. There's an array of challenges when traffic starts spiking, you know, definitely in the e-commerce landscape, and just making sure that everyone's prepared.
And then as far as adding your solution on, I mean, this, you know, once again, could be another profit center for the brand, just to make the decision today to go to the app store and download the app and start building a relationship with your team.
Yeah, yeah, no, 100%. And we do have, I just spoke to the team last week, and they put a nice little offer for Fastlane listeners, which is which I'm excited about. So the product upsell tool that we'll be launching, you know, very soon, which is, you know, very much focused on driving value per transaction by increasing average order value, which will be an additional product set to the marketplace within the same Rokt e-commerce app that we have live in the store.
Right.
So anyone that installs the Rokt marketplace app before the 25th of December, and they simply just have to put Fastlane in the text field where it asks where you heard of from Rokt. At that point, we will enable the product upsell tool free of charge for the initial 12 months.
Oh, beautiful. Well, thank you so much for that. I think that's a very fair and reasonable offer. And it just, you know, once again, you can take the platform for a spin and actually just see what it can do, both the marketplace side. And then, you know, by the time this podcast is released or very soon, having the upsell and cross sell solution available and just start building a relationship with that side of the business. It just, it's incremental revenue for you. So it's certainly worth, it's worth a test to actually try it out. And then I guess one of the last things that I wanted to just chat about was more about kind of the future. You know, I know we've mentioned a few things about, hey, here's where we are today. We've been doing this thing for 10 years more in the enterprise side. We've built all these relationships with so many brands and retailers. And so, you know, we're going down that journey. We're now, you know, migrating our way downstream a bit into the Shopify kind of world. Just curious if you have any kind of a public roadmap or anything you can kind of share, like what does the future look like from the marketplace to the upsell and cross-sell opportunities? Is there anything else that, you know, that we could maybe, I don't know, just get a sneak peek at what might happen into 22?
Yeah, sure. Look, you know, we're very much laser focused on what I mentioned earlier around, you know, the key metrics of driving value per transaction. And that can come in the lens of increased revenue or increased profitability or increased, you know, lifetime customer value. And, you know, there's an array of options that e-commerce merchants have across various verticals that they can utilize to drive those metrics forward. And whether it's loyalty, whether it's social amplification, whether it's monetization through, you know, marketplace type offers, whether it's increasing average order value, whether it's increasing the take rate of, you know, checkout-esque enabled offers, you know, for example, in the electronic, you know, retail vertical, you know, you look at a company called Best Buy, and a product from a consumer standpoint, you wouldn't think that it would drive this amount of profit for the organization, but it's something like extended product warranties in the electronics vertical. You know, Best Buy, it's 2% of their total revenue, but nearly 50% of their profit. you start looking at the world through a different lens when you start looking at what are all the options that I can present to my customer that's either going to drive increase, you know, loyalty and customer lifetime value, or make it easier for me to communicate with them, or make it easier for me to personalize their experience, or how can I improve cart completion rates? How can I optimize shipping, payments, insurance, product selection? How can I help brands work together more effectively, share each other's traffic, and cross-pollinate audiences where it makes sense? And, you know, and Rokt is really setting itself up to be this sort of super connector, e-commerce super connector, if you will. We're really making it easy for an organization to work with other businesses, other brands, other products without the user having to leave the site in order for commerce to occur. And that's really our sweet spot that we lean into is, you know, how can we connect consumers to multiple solutions and multiple brands within an individual's merchant site? And how do we enable the merchant to collaborate and co-market and work with other brands that it shares its values with, either at an organization level or at it from a mission purpose level, that it wants to collaborate and work and cross-pollinate audiences? Rokt can be that conduit to make that happen, so it's compliant from a data privacy standpoint, so it's optimized and personalized from a messaging perspective, and it works without worrying about all the heavy lifting needed to, you know, to operate at that level.
Right. Yeah, I love that. So how can people learn more about the solution? Where can they go? I guess there's the App Store listing and then your website.
Yeah, that's right. So we have the App Store listing. So that's available today. And as I said, if you put in, you know, Fastlane before the 25th of December, when our product cross-sell, you know, increase average order value features arrive in the app, which will be there will be a fee associated to that. We'll open that up for free for all listeners that get in before that date. And all the other information they can find about Rokt is on rokt.com. So obviously the enterprise side, we do have a much deeper toolkit available. At the moment, all the reporting for our application is done through the Shopify site itself, but very soon we'll be setting up reporting links so you'll be able to log into your Shopify reporting ecosystem on rock.com itself. And then over time, we'll be layering more and more of the enterprise tools that our existing customers, you know, the Gaps of the world and the Wayfairs and the Ticketmasters and Groupons and that we're servicing today with our enterprise tools, you know, we're looking at trying to, you know, migrate as many of those over as possible into the Shopify ecosystem where it makes sense.
Love it. And I know I've even gone to your case studies before recording today. I popped over under resources and went to case studies and was looking at, you know, like PopChart, and I was looking at a few other UFC, how they use your calendar service that you have available, and like,
the calendar is an interesting one that we're exploring a range of use cases for retailers where, you know, we see calendar as simply another engagement point, and in particular for running retail esque sales. And you look at the open rates of email and how saturated and competitive that is. The calendar provides, obviously it needs to be used, you know, with the user in mind, and they can't be bombarded with calendar notifications, but it is an interesting channel, engagement channel, to drive users back into the site.
Beautiful. So that offer for the upsell and the cross sell for 1 year, I'm going to have that on a landing page. It'll be ecommercefastlane.com/rockt. That's ROKT. And that's going to redirect that listener promotion. The big key is downloading the Shopify app and just in the notes, just adding Fastlane in there. You'll automatically get that 1 year free of the cross sell upsell tool. But you get access to the marketplace opportunities right away during that post-purchase experience. So I think super key. Probably want to, you know, just like I said, once you get that app installed, then you'll be able to see, hey, is there opportunity to have my products also available wider to other retailers that are non-competitive?
That's
right.
So I
think that's interesting too. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, so, you know, that there's, you can reach out via the app itself, or, you know, on rock.com, just on the contact field, or you can call directly into the office, and got a huge dedicated team of, you know, our customer success team. All they do all day, every day is just, you know, work with both our merchants and our marketplace advertisers on ensuring that the marketplace remains healthy and the offers are strong. And, you know, we're closing the loop from a customer acquisition perspective. We've just, you know, launched our smart bidding tool. So it algorithmically adjusts the bid price according to whatever cohort performance from a customer acquisition cost price point, no differently to, you know, how Google manages its bid marketplace. It's very similar from that standpoint. So yeah, there's a lot of tools for the Shopify merchants, not only to drive increased revenue and profitability from the existing app as it stands today, and obviously, as we've indicated, moving into improving, you know, average order value with our machine learning tech, and then, you know, opening up the doors for them to, you know, work with Rockt as a customer acquisition channel for their, you know, for their customer base.
Love it, love it, love it. Well, Justin, you know, as you know, I mean, this is probably old news to you, but Shopify really is on a mission right now. And I think it's been a mantra for quite a while about, you know, trying to make commerce better for everyone. And, you know, I typically say this at the end of most of my podcasts, but I truly mean it today that I really believe that both you and the Rockt team, you really are in tight alignment, you know, with really wanting to help Shopify brands. It's very clear that you've done it in the enterprise world. These are, you know, major Fortune 50 companies that you're dealing with right now already on the enterprise side. I just wanted to thank you for, number one, coming downstream a bit and having this technology slowly over time, a lot of it in the marketplace, soon with the upsell and cross sell and other opportunities, you know, as brands expand themselves, maybe they have some other opportunities through more of your enterprise tools. So I just wanted to thank you for coming on the show today and sharing your knowledge. I wish you like tremendous success now migrating into the Shopify ecosystem.
Yeah, and thank you. And, you know, exciting to finally get into the Shopify marketplace. And, you know, we're really excited to service as many retailers across the entire Shopify ecosystem as possible. And, you know, as we start scaling, you know, we'll be building out verticalized solutions and tools to really become as relevant as we can for all merchants across all verticals. And Shopify has done such an incredible job scaling its platform. And, you know, we're super excited about the recent release they had around the checkout flow, where they've, you know, Shopify's now broken the link between the payment button and the invoice page. And we're going to be playing with that interstitial page and optimizing that with our cross-sell, upsell solutions. So, yeah, stay tuned.
Exciting, exciting times. All right, Justin, well, have yourself a great day and thanks for coming on the show.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave. Cheers.
All right, take care. E-commerce Fastlane is brought to you by Omnisend. Omnisend is an email and SMS marketing platform built for nimble Shopify merchants who want to increase their sales and not their workloads. Full Shopify integration, pre-built automation workflows, intuitive segmentation, and no-code editing makes it easy to get up and running without diving into the nitty-gritty details, unless you want to. More than 50,000 e-commerce brands use Omnisend to grow their businesses on autopilot, converting their customers with quick-to-build, highly relevant emails and texts. So visit omnisend.com, start your 14-day free trial today with no credit card required. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.